Athabascan Elder Richard Frank passed away late last week. He was born and raised in Old Minto, roughly 60 miles northwest of Fairbanks. Frank's daughter, Roxanne, remembers his outspoken attitude about Native land claims issues in interior Alaska.
He was part of the, the pack, not only with Minto, but Rampart and Stevens Village, who kind of had the land freeze to deal with the issue of lands here in Alaska.
In the early 1960s, while serving as chief of the Minto Tribal Council, Frank argued that resources and recreational development near Minto Lakes would destroy the native way of life. After serving in the Army Air Corps during World War II, Frank went on to found the Alaska Native Veterans Association. He played a role in establishing the Fairbanks Native Association, and he worked closely with the Tanana Chiefs Conference. He is survived by 4 children and 8 grandchildren, including granddaughter Amanda. She says he always emphasized the importance of education.
In my apartment, I have a study area, and I kept a picture of him there. And every time I felt discouraged at school, I just look at that picture and remember that this is what he wanted. He needed someone to fill the shoes and continue on with his legacy.
After leaving his home in Old Minto as a boy, Frank worked for the Alaska Railroad. He also worked on stern wheelers traveling the Nenana River. A memorial service was held for Frank in Minto on Wednesday. He was 85.